on the Central Coast, 1340 KYNS.
CBS News. I'm Harley Carnes. As the UN Security Council got a briefing from Kofi Annan's aide that the peace plan is not working, Syria is still denying government complicity in last week's killing of civilians.
Those who perpetrated this crime should be held accountable and brought to justice, to the Syrian justice.
Syria's UN ambassador, Bashar Jafari, says they are not so heartless.
These are our children, our own people, our own civilians, and our own military, by the way.
Tough to sell that in homes today. Where the violence continues, U.S. Ambassador Susan Rice says the wheels are coming off the bus.
The violence escalates, the conflict spreads and intensifies, it reaches a higher degree of severity, it involves countries in the region, it takes on increasingly sectarian forms.
Kofi Annan's office says the only way forward is for opposing sides to negotiate, and that's not in the cards at the moment. After more than 10 years of war, Al-Qaeda still has refuge in Afghanistan, safe havens scattered around the country and in Pakistan.
The goal of the war in Afghanistan is to prevent it from again becoming a safe haven for terrorists hoping to strike the U.S.
So any number of Al-Qaeda in Afghanistan is a matter of concern.
Captain John Kirby says their numbers fluctuate and are small, but they're still seeking ways to organize there.
This is it's a resilient network of terrorists.
On Tuesday, NATO claimed it had killed al-Qaeda's number two in an airstrike in eastern Afghanistan. Cammy McCormick, CBS News, The Pentagon.
The still-expanding wildfire in New Mexico, which is also burning in Gila National Forest, was started by lightning.
We have the dubious honor of now having the largest recorded fire in New Mexico.
Fire Information Officer Jerry Perry says about a dozen homes have burned, along with 170,000 acres of range and forest. In the John Edwards corruption trial, the lawyers have gone into a meeting with the judge, subject unknown. The jury sent a letter to the judge earlier. No word what that was about. Banks don't want you to close your account. And so, of the 10 largest in the country, some of them charge as much as $55 in a fee to take your money out. Consumer Union says they don't tell you about that when you open the account. Staff attorney Suzanne Martindale.
Very simply put, it just takes time and money to move your money, and it really is a hassle.
Pending home sales fell in April. Not to worry, says Walter Maloney at the National Association of Realtors.
We've seen contract activity being above year-ago levels now for 12 consecutive months, so a one-month setback doesn't change the fundamentally improving market conditions.
On Wall Street, the Dow is down about 142 points. The Nasdaq has lost 29 points. Oil has lost more than $3 to $87.64 a barrel. The city of Charlotte demanded 1,000 signatures on a petition for an Occupy Wall Street-style demonstration during the Democrats' convention. The coalition to march on Wall Street got its names. It says it'll protest economic policies that hurt working families. This is CBS News.
Business phone systems don't have to be expensive or hard to install and maintain. Cudatel is an easy-to-use, next-generation VoIP phone system that enables seamless, high-definition voice and video communication. It's time to fire the phone guy. Because Cudatel can be deployed by your in-house or outsourced IT staff. Starting at just $1,399 with no per-user or per-feature fees, Cudatel by Barracuda Networks is powerful and affordable. Visit Cudatel.com for a free evaluation. That's Cudatel.com.
State Farm Insurance.
Are you the one who bought my husband a Falcon?
Excuse me?
You saved my husband over $480 by switching to State Farm, and he bought a Falcon with it.
How awesome is that?
We can't control what our customers do with their savings.
Stop buying him frivolous things.
What do you want me to do?
Buy me frivolous things.
Save an average of $480 when you switch your auto policy to State Farm. Get to a better state. Call 1-800-STATE-FARM today. Average household savings based on 2010 National Survey of New Policyholders reported savings by switching to State Farm.
Overfeeding the ducks enlarges their livers and outrages the animal cruelty people.
California foie gras fanciers are getting a lesson in the law of supply and demand. A statewide ban on the delicacy, aimed at stopping the practice of force-feeding ducks, is scheduled to take effect July 1st. That's got chefs loading their menus with duck liver while they still can. One foie gras lover says the demand's been so strong the price has doubled in recent weeks. Some chefs are holding their foie gras dinners at secret locations in order to avoid protests from animal lovers. Frank Setapani, CBS News.
Roger Clemens, former catcher with the Toronto Blue Jays, backed up Clemens' story about the shots he took. Charlie O'Brien told the court he had seen vitamin B12 shots lined up and ready to go for players, including Clemens. Clemens is being tried in federal court for allegedly lying to Congress when he said he never took steroids or human growth hormone. Harley Carnes, CBS News.
Hey, dog, where's your owner?
Watching Netflix.
Yeah?
He can instantly watch as many TV episodes and movies as he wants online.
Well, I know what you did on my lawn, and it's not funny.
It is to kids.
Well, what are their parents supposed to laugh at?
The sophisticated jokes. You know, like, that dog chasing his tail reminds me of politicians.
Oh. Instantly watch as many TV episodes and movies as your family wants on all kinds of devices for only $8 a month with Netflix. Start your free trial today. See terms of use.
Ever turn on your TV to find the Dish Hopper lets you skip through all the ads? Ever find an entire show is passed without interruption because the Dish Hopper lets you automatically skip the ads? Well, if you're tired of skipping ads, turn to radio, where ads are alive and well.
Watch commercial-free TV with the Hopper, the new whole home HD DVR from Dish. Call 1-800-WATCH-TV to get Dish today. Only available for playback of select HD primetime shows and must be enabled by customer. Programming sold separately. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Have we got something to talk about? Oh, my gosh, we do. And Karen Veeley's in here to talk about it with me. We have two big stories we're going to talk about.
Now, here's Bill Bitica.
CalCoastNews.com on KYNS, your news station.
CalCoastNews.com on your news station right here with Karen Veeley and Bill Bennett. And I thank you for joining me at 1340 KYNS, your news station in San Luis Obispo. Our phone numbers are 786-2578, 1-866-937-1340. If you want to dive in, you certainly may call in and tell us what you think. Karen?
Hi, Bill.
All right, well, let's do the story number one. They're both out there. But anyway, so a former police officer with the city of Paso Robles has now filed suit against the city, not directly against the former chief.
Well, correct? It's against the city and does, possible does 1 through 50. So what they are saying is in the lawsuit, when they determine who will be sued, and one of the things, remember, there was a city investigation they're trying to keep from the attorneys. The attorneys are going to try to get hold of that city investigation, and they may use that to decide who in the city they're going to sue.
Okay.
Or ex-city employees.
Right, I understand that. Now, let's talk. Well, how come I don't have his first name? Where's
Brennan Lux.
Brennan Lux. Where do I have that name somewhere? Up here. Oh, there it is right there. Okay, thank you. All right. So Brennan Lux is the police officer that indicated that she was making unwanted advances towards him a couple times, touched his thing. And so he's
touched his thing.
Touched his thing. So they're not happy. Now, here's the interesting thing, because the Tribune had, if you have the lawsuit in hand, I don't know if the Tribune does or not. The Tribune said that there was a sexual suggestion at one time that Brennan Lux was at her house, but you are indicating from the lawsuit you've actually read the lawsuit, that sexual
encounter
occurred.
Yes, and the lawsuit does say a sexual encounter occurred at one point. And also, I've talked to numerous officers involved in these stories for quite some time. And this was, again, CalCoast News first broke this about 2 years ago. And
oh, no, they have to wait till 12:30. I'm sorry, I interrupted you.
Okay.
Normally, I tell her, just come on in. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
CalCoast News investigated this for about 2 years and broke it, I think, back in December. And actually, when we first broke it, the Tribune actually said that they didn't think this was true. It was rumors. There were, you know, and we said that there would be lawsuits filed following. There are more officers considering that say they're going to file lawsuits also. So this should not be the only. There's two lawsuits filed currently.
Okay, the other one's the illegal ticket quotas.
Yes. But this one's pretty specific. It talks about Lisa Solomon at an after party after an event where Brennan Lux was a security guard. And they went to the same party afterwards, and she, I guess, according to the lawsuit says, she caressed up his leg and asked him to please go home, take her home. And she said, he told her, no, I want to keep this professional. There were several other encounters where he said, I want to keep this professional. And she is right before she's a lieutenant, and he is an officer. And she asked him if she can stop by his house. So she comes by his home and initiated sexual contact with him. It was more of a one-sided sexual contact.
Like oral sex, it's called. Okay.
And so at that point, shortly thereafter, she became chief, and he was moved up to sergeant. And he told, according to the lawsuit, he told her repeatedly that he did not, he wanted to keep it professional. They worked together. He did not want a relationship with her. So they go down to the hot tub, and Cal Kostas has talked about this in the past.
So in Carmel Valley Lodge.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. And we were actually reamed in the Tribune for writing the story about the Carmel Valley Lodge allegations.
I remember Swamp Gas, what they said.
Yes, yes. And so they get to the lodge. They watch the Super Bowl. Everyone's drinking. And she says, we got to get some work done. Let's go out to the hot tub. They get out to the hot tub, and she flashes her breast to her men, according to the lawsuit, slides over next to Brendan Lux, and grabs his penis. She then, he jumps out, told her to stop, told her he wasn't interested, according to the lawsuit, and gets in the hot tub. Or not, gets out of the hot tub and jumps in the pool. Now, why the Carmel Valley Lodge pool was not heated, it's huge. It is a very big pool. But it was unheated. It is a cold, rainy January. Isn't it January Super Bowl? So and it's also a little rainy outside. So,
so nobody figured, but probably the lodge said nobody's going to go in the water when it's like this. Why heat it?
So he doesn't last long in the pool and decides he's going to jump back into the hot tub and warm up. And he gets back in the hot tub, and she again grabs his penis. So this time he says...
She was checking for shrinkage after he jumped in the pool.
It might have been that.
I don't know.
But so he actually then took off. And the next day she allegedly threatened him not to say anything. You know, just told him, you're not to say anything, this doesn't leave this meeting. So when he gets back, though, and this is an exemplary officer, he had served in the military, he had served at King City Police Department, he had just a very good background in law enforcement, he suddenly starts getting bad reviews from her. And this is something that's come down from several officers, is that she would have a command staff go after men she was mad at and try to find some way to take criminal charges. Well, at the time, she goes after him for an event that the watch commander, who was Dave Hernandez, says he didn't do anything wrong. She actually went to the DA's office and tried to get criminal action against him. This is not the first officer that she's gotten upset with and tried to criminally go after. He then, she ended up firing him. And this is a man with twin teenage boys. It was devastating to him financially, emotionally, and personally. Now, he did recently get a job with the King City Police Department. But the lawsuit is for unspecified damages. And it is, and again, the does are out, but I have a feeling they're going to get hold of that investigative report. And I think that's going to be very interesting. And this investigation started before he was fired.
You know, I still think that, and again, I'm a layman at this, I don't know these things, but I think that the tear in the patchwork that they're going to go after with this is the fact that he did have a sexual relationship with her on one occasion and agreed to it and enjoyed it, I hope. And then after that, then he said, okay, I don't want to do this anymore. But he did it. Initially, he did do it.
I don't think that's going to matter. Do you think if it was a male police chief and actually touching someone's genitals is considered sexual assault and the other officers in that hot tub were required to have stopped him? He said repeatedly, you don't have a right to grab somebody's genitals just because they've had sex with you once. You don't have a right to. And they were working. This was a mandatory work event. It had been years, or more than a year, I think, since they had had contact.
Yeah, okay.
So it's, from 2000, I think their contact was, 2000.
I'm just telling you what I think the city's going to go after.
Well, the thing is, you've got to look at this, if this wasn't a man-woman, and it's a work event. Also, he's not suing her for such touching his penis. He's suing her for retaliating against him and creating a hostile work environment.
Well, here's the other thing. When we take this whole story, we go all the way back with Jim App and all this telling, and some of your writers to this column have said, There's an eyebrow or two raised towards Jim Epps' direction without any accusations made, nor by me either. But the interesting thing is that if you go back to this whole fiasco of it being Lisa Solomon, if it had been a male chief that was touching female officers, well, I mean, the guy'd be in prison.
Oh, yes.
You know, I mean, this is really a double standard of this whole event, and that's the part that should really kind of gall people as far as I'm concerned. If you reverse this male-female relationship thing with your subordinates and make the police chief a man and make the subordinates a women, well, I mean,
there's another interesting caveat. I think it was around December. When this story was broken, there were several people that were on the record that talked to me. Several of those people have now been threatened by police officers close to Lisa Solomon not to talk about the story. And I find that absolutely amazing. Or they claim they've been threatened. So there's allegations that people are being threatened to lie or not to say anything.
Well, so somebody said, one of your readers said, "Well, why don't we go to the DA's office? Why doesn't one of these officers go to the DA's office and have himself wired up and see if people make an actual threat? And if they are making actual threats, I mean, then something has to be done immediately."
And if you're expecting a threat, reporters and in the state of California, we're not allowed just to tape somebody. If somebody calls me, I'm not legally allowed to turn my tape recorder on and tape them unless I tell them.
Right.
And it's very, very strict in California with the taping. But there is a caveat. If you think someone is going to threaten you, you absolutely have the right to tape them. So they wouldn't even have to go to the DA. They could absolutely do that on their own.
I didn't know that. And matter of fact, I don't know about nowadays in radio, but back when, we not only had to inform somebody we were taping them, we had a little beeper in the background that would beep every 10 seconds or so. So they always knew they were being taped.
And, you know, I don't tape a lot, not because I've noticed if I tell somebody I'm going to tape them, they're very, very careful.
Yeah.
And they often won't tell you all the things they'll tell you if they're not taped. And I just find, and my other thing is, I'm lazy when I tape. I don't write as much, and I plan on going back to the tape. And twice I had fabulous interviews, and the tape wasn't working correct. So I'm kind of anti-tape.
No, yeah, I understand. Well, it's like I can do a whole lot better if I never identify myself as somebody at KVC. I can get a KVC, that's where I used to work, KYNS. There's a Freudian slip. That's as bad as the one I did when I was on KVC. Anyway, but here's the thing. I was thinking more when I was there. And so I would be able to get just generally more information if I was just a citizen, you know, and saying, I need to ask you a question.
Yeah.
Because the moment that you said, you know, I'm with a radio station, then they'd say, oh, wait a minute, we got to move you up the ladder to somebody that never said anything.
Well, you know, and I wish someone would actually sue on this one. There is a problem in government currently with, oh, only the PR person is allowed to speak. But here's the issue. Years, and I don't remember how long ago, there was a lawsuit saying that the press wasn't better than the public, and that the press shouldn't have more access and more rights than the public. We are supposed to be equal to the public. Now, if I call up and say I'm, you know, not a media person, I'm allowed to ask questions to public officials. If I call up and say I'm a media person, many agencies, the Department of Real Estate, for example, oh, wait, no one's allowed to talk to you. You can only talk to the PR person. And very often the PR person gets you different information. For example, at Cal Poly, regularly, if you talk to the PR person, you're going to get different information than you do if you ask
somebody else.
And the interesting thing is there was just a paper, an article in a Bay Area paper. We did a little news brief. The amount of money spent on the university over the president's house is almost $1 million in the last 10 years. One of the reports in the Tribune was $100,000 off, and I'm sure they called, I'm not sure, but I would gather they probably called the PR department and got those numbers. And the Bay Area paper actually noted that the Tribune had incorrect numbers and had given that the Tribune's numbers have been more than $100,000 off.
You know, I don't know what's going on with the Trib, and I'm supposed to meet Bob Cuddy. I haven't got together a coffee with Bob Cuddy. But here's the thing. The Tribune seems to be in a don't torque anybody off mode. This is what it almost sounds like to me. And it's I'm not sure why they're doing that, you know. And But that's what I'm getting the feeling about the Tribune.
And then they're very angry at me, They're very angry at me. Every time I break a story, oh, she's mean, she's doing this, she has no right to write this to a lawsuit, you know, there's no proof of this. They claim that I didn't have sources. How do they know what sources I have? The media is supposed to be a watchdog for the community. That's why laws that are, when our country was founded, give the media, you know, certain rights. And we're the watchdog, not the lapdog. And I think as soon as you start kowtowing to government, you're going to have problems. And the issues are, you know, a lot of the money that comes into the Tribune is public notices. I don't know if that affects that, because they could take their public notices to the New Times.
And interesting, a lot of people, and so what I've always wondered about is the people that do take their public notices to the New Times, because it's not the daily paper, are they trying to sort it like, not, you know, maybe nobody will notice this? That's what I'm wondering.
Well, you don't have to take it to the Tribune. But the law says you have to. The thing is, if you do it at the New Times, you've got to run it a certain amount of weeks. But I think that'd probably be more reasonable than running it in the Tribune. But it's completely legal to run in either, you know, you don't have to pick one or the other.
Okay, we got to get going on this other story because we have about 8 minutes because I got other people sitting out in the lobby as we talk. So here's the other story that's absolutely I'm going to use the word disgusting. I get to use that. I'm a veteran. So yeah. You have this homeless situation going on where let me read what somebody said. This would be a good person to quote. This is the person who runs the homeless program in Santa Barbara County.
And the issue here is, while you're finding that,
go ahead.
The San Luis Obispo, the Prado Day Center under Capslo came, D. Torres, asked that the city approve them having 5 parking places and a plan, and part of the staff's time was also to go after the homeless more aggressive for ticketing. And where in Santa Barbara, they have over 100 parking places for homeless to use. Here in SLO, it was announced that they couldn't get one person to apply for the program at this time.
Of course not. And why? Because you have to sign over your paycheck to the homeless shelter. They take at least 70% of it. And
well, 60 if you're 60? If you have a family.
Okay, whatever.
70 if you don't.
Whatever. But, I mean, it's just who's ever heard of such a thing? I mean, it does it's beyond the pale. I mean, you can't even imagine the fact that they would say, here, we're going to extort this. Now, this is where this has gotten worse. So now, if you don't apply for the parking program, and which you'd be an idiot to do anyway. And this is supposed to be helping homeless people. Understand, this is supposed to be helping homeless people. You don't sign, so you sleep at Prado Road. You know, you got your car parked along Prado Road, and you sleep there. Then they won't feed you.
If you have no services, you can't go wash your clothes. You can't have a meal. You can't have them help you with services because they have a sign posted that says if you sleep on your car on Prado Road between the theater and Higuera, you cannot have services there. The other thing is to have services, and I've talked to Stu Jenkins, attorney here in town. He does have a lawsuit against the city for criminalizing the homeless in their ticketing program. He said that there's several rules that the Prado Day Center has that take away the constitutional rights of our veterans and homeless that are in that, you know, homeless veterans. And he said there's numerous cases that say you can't give a social service and then say, hey, wait, you're taking the social service, so you're no longer allowed to have constitutional rights. For example, if you belong, if you go in there and have a meal, you have to sign a paper. They can search your person and car anytime they want. And unwarranted searches.
Let me read this thing from the lady in Santa Barbara. Are you serious here? During the presentation on the proposed parking plan, city staffers pointed out to a successful program in Santa Barbara that provides spaces for more than 100 cars. And while Santa Barbara's program included case management, does not include the requirement to sign over income and subsidy checks, said Nancy Kapp, who is Santa Barbara's homeless outreach coordinator. These people are living on $1,000 a month. You don't take money from these people, Kapp said. It's highway robbery and wrong. We are not a nonprofit, and our services are free. You don't give something and ask for something back in return. You give unconditionally, which is just logical. Now, I don't know if we've ever pointed this out, and I don't know how much this matters, but because we live in a politically charged time, D. Torres is Adam Hill's girlfriend. Now, whether or not that has a thing in the world to do with anything, I don't know, but I'm just I don't know what the pillow talk is between the two, but something's really
well.
Going
I will
crazy.
Say that he, Adam Hill, and he is not currently, and he has not been since, I think, like October or November of last year. He has been, part of his campaign is that, hey, I am the chairman of the Homeless Services Oversight Committee. He has not been the chairman for almost, since last fall. He has this on his website. He claims in all the forums. He, Santa Maria paper just did a story, and they had four different things about him that are untrue. He was not a professor. He was a lecturer at Cal Poly. If you read through the story, it was promotions of Adam Hill that aren't true. When this thing first started, about a year ago, Adam Hill, or more than a year ago, he made a resolution when he was the chair of that the Homeless Oversight Committee, that homeless, were a danger to be on the streets to the community. DeTorres and Adam Hill have both been pushing this higher, more aggressive toward the homeless ticketing. And so you have the people here that are saying they're helping the homeless. The other issue is, where you look at the state reports on homelessness, they have numerous homelessness. You have a lot of people out there, 56% are disabled. Many of them, many, are veterans that were either PTSD, they were injured in the war. There's a guy under one of the bridges that doesn't have any legs. I mean, you have people that are, they're not going to get a job. So they have classified the homeless into two groups. Homeless that are going to become productive members of society, and those are the ones that are allowed to have the parking places. And the rest are too into drugs and alcohol to, they're choosing this.
Well, here's
another
thing.
They left out the others.
Okay, well, look at this and this thing. You wrote it. On Friday, Jenkins accompanied the lawyer, Stu Jenkins, accompanied two homeless residents interested in utilizing the parking space and was informed there was no application available. Homeless interested in the spaces are only permitted to verbally apply for safe parking during two-hour windows set for Tuesdays and Wednesdays. I really can't tell you how appalled I am that this is happening to the homeless people in San. I mean, what they're trying to do, obviously, I don't know if DeTorres has a mandate from the city, from somebody who's kept this quiet, that says get rid of the homeless people in San Luis Obispo. Find ways, any way you can think of, to get these people to move out.
And they keep bragging that we have 100% success rate. Well, when you join her program...
Does that mean getting them to leave? What do we have, 100%?
100% success rate at getting people into housing. Well, here's how it works. Let's say you sign up for their case management. They take your check for a year, and finally there's enough money. Then they finally get you a house after keeping your checks for a year, and they get you into housing. They say, see, we show success. But it's like, what about those that dropped out? They don't count anymore because they dropped out. What about those that didn't make it? They don't count. What about those that died? And, for example, this homeless vet with cancer, he was sleeping by the creek. A year ago, he was going to VA services for health care. They sent him to Veterans Services in L.A. for an MRI. They found numerous cancerous tumors in his back. Plus, he has currently a melanoma on his cheek the size of an egg. And it's just gross. It's been a year. He can't get back in because now they can't find his paperwork. Several of the homeless vets said once they had the cancer word, he said, suddenly you don't get any help here from Veterans Services. So you have this man that was a Navy SEAL that served his country that's too sick to work. And he doesn't want to give up his check because he may only have 6 months. Why give up your paycheck to get into housing when you're not going to be alive probably when it comes around?
You know what my advice for this man would be, if somebody has contact with him, is to somehow get $2 together for a ride-on express trip down to Santa Maria, and then from Santa Maria you can take the thing that goes down to Sepulveda and to West L.A. to the Wadsworth Hospital, and just walk through the damn door and say, "Excuse me, I'm a veteran. Here's my service number. You can look it up. And here I'm screwed." And they have to take care of him. They can't throw him out. I mean, he's a veteran. If he has a service number, which he does, if he's younger, it'd be a Social Security number. If he's older, like I am, it would be a different number. But
he's probably about 60.
Okay, so he's my age. So he has but it doesn't matter. He has a service number. So all he has to do is walk through that door and say, "This is my service number, and I am being ignored by San Luis Obispo VA Services," and say, "Here, I'm dying of cancer. I need help." Now,
would you like to meet him? Maybe we can go over one afternoon. I know what.
Sure.
If he's still there, I know what. I hope he hasn't moved back to the creek. But I know what RV he usually sleeps in.
We could find out, because I could actually get him a free ride to Santa Maria. He has to know, though, that he has to do reveille at about 4 or 5 o'clock in the morning to get down there and then get to the other bus that goes to L.A.
Yeah.
But that's free anyway. And then they'll bring him back. He may not come back. He may go down there and be treated. That's what I'm assuming. So anyway, but I would like to meet him and see what I could do for him.
We'll set something up.
Okay, because it's over the top. I'm really so disappointed in that. Matter of fact, I have an appointment with the VA service office tomorrow, and I will certainly inquire as to, I'm sure they'll say, well, no, there's no validity to that. That's not true. But I'll go ahead and throw it out there and see what they say. That's all the time I have for Karen today. But you have things you're supposed to be doing also, so that's all right. It works out. Are you coming in Friday?
Yes, I will.
All right, we'll have Tech Karen here Friday right at 12:05, 12:06. And we thank Karen very much for being here and sharing the news today.
Thank you.
Thanks, Karen.
CalCoastNews.com on KYNS, your news station.
What if I suspect I have hearing loss? Make an appointment to see an audiologist. They'll perform a comprehensive hearing evaluation to determine the type and severity of the hearing loss you may have. Hearing impairment not only affects your ability to understand speech, it can also have a negative impact on your social and emotional well-being. Wear ear protection, such as earplugs or earmuffs, when you're attending a loud concert or using firearms, power tools, or lawn equipment. This has been a public service announcement brought to you by Karen Scott, Hearing Aids and Audiology.
Just like the Dodgers on the field, your car is a finely tuned machine. Keep your car running Dodger smooth at Black Road Auto. You can save money on all types of car repair, foreign and domestic. With over 20 years of experience in transmission and car repair, Black Road Auto has over 15 acres of classic and hard-to-find auto parts. When you need your car repaired, transmission service, or auto parts, think of Black Road Auto. Black Road Auto, 1500 Black Road, Santa Maria, or call them at 346-2770. That's 346-2770.
A while back, say about 50 years, Snow Whiten at Whiten's Heating and Air Conditioning in San Luis Obispo and her friends, the Seven Little Dudes, invented the GPS. They sure did. The GPS, great personal service. Before long, everybody expected their own GPS, but it wasn't guaranteed unless they called Snow Whiten at 781-2574. To this day, when you need great personal service on your heating, air conditioning, refrigeration, or you realize you have mucked up ducts and need help with a healthy air system, call Snow Whiten at 781-2574 and she'll dispatch a Texpert, spiggity spot, or even quicker. We needed help yesterday. Whiten's has been front and center since the early 50s, before the really cool cars, before Fidel's beard, or just about the time of I Like Ike buttons. How, you might ask curiously but politely, did Whiten's gain this stellar reputation? Hundreds of satisfied customers spread it by word of mouth, where most words come from. Keep the outside out and the inside in. Call Snow Whiten at 781-2574, and Whiten's GPS with heating, air, and refrigeration will help you live happily ever after. The end.
This is Talk is Cheap. With Bill Benica. The Friends and Neighbors Network.
Holy dump truck. You don't have to have headphones on unless somebody calls, and I'll do this if they call. All right, well, I have guests in the studio. I have a whole bunch of guests. As a matter of fact, I ended up with a whole band, which I didn't know I was going to have, which is really cool. And Eric, how do you pronounce your last name?
It's McCornack.
McCornack. Okay, I was having a hard time hearing the person on the phone telling me what it was.
It's, people get it mixed up all the time.
That's all right. And Eric's from Soundhouse, and is this the whole band?
No, this is just the two guitar players, our bass player and drummer. Couldn't
now you
make
have
it
to remember,
today.
I'm an old guy that goes to bed at 7 o'clock. So
yes.
That's why I probably don't know Soundhouse. But are you a real popular local band?
Well, we'd like to think so.
All right, no good.
Yeah, you probably are. We're a cover band. We play rock and roll from a lot of the 80s and 90s stuff. Also some more of the current stuff. But for this show in Morro Bay, we're gonna do a lot of the songs people will know from age 20 to age 50.
All right, here's what we're going to do. I'm going to introduce you to Karen Cook, who's the commandant of the Harbor Festival, and we're going to talk about it. You are the third person I know. I was at the very first Harbor Festival, by the way. There were maybe...
Really?
Yeah, there were, I think, eight of us.
Oh, my gosh.
No, seriously. The very first Harbor Festival.
Uh-huh.
There was no booze. We didn't even know what the Harbor Festival was, but we all got there. We had radio coverage of the thing, you know.
You had the booze in your back pocket.
There were no booths. 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 Booths.
Okay.
Anyway, so anyway, so they it was, but it was fascinating. But it's grown a lot since then, of course. Now, so this event, and this is on June 9th, correct?
June 2nd.
Oh my God, it's this week.
It's coming up this Saturday.
June 2nd.
I'm glad we got you in here. All right, June 2nd on the Embarcadero Morro Bay. At what time?
11 a.m.
11 a.m. It goes till about what time?
7 p.m.
Oh wow!
And I noticed you're in your reggae gear.
I am. This is the guy that's the boss is in this whole reggae thing. But I was thinking it would be interesting to have your band and Unfinished Business at a same venue, because then they could play all the 50s and 60s music, and you guys do the 80s and 90s and all that stuff.
That's very cool.
That would be kind of a cool idea.
Does anybody do 70s? No, nobody cares about the
70s. We do some 70s.
Most people blew off the 70s. I had bell-bottom pants and funny leisure suits. And things weren't right in the 70s, yeah.
Well, what we should also mention is that the good thing about the Morro Bay Music Festival, the fifth annual, is that the first band, the Mighty Croon Dogs, are awesome.
All right,
they do a lot of the 70s.
Right.
And they do a great mix of music. And then the next band is Nightly Irie, which is a reggae band that I play in. I play drums. And it's basically a mix of my old band, Resonation, who, this is where it gets confusing. I played in Resonation for 6 years, then left the band, and they kept playing. But time to time, we do a side project with Pat Pearson and Vance Foy and myself and Ballroom Red Wine, which is Cheval. It's his son, if you're not aware. He plays bass. And we call ourselves Nightly Irie, and we do Bob Marley tunes. We also do Resonation tunes and some other reggae artists. So they're playing, it's Mighty Croon Dogs at 11:30, Nightly Irie at 1.
Yes.
And Soundhouse.
Our Nightly Irie's at 1:30.
1:30.
11:30 to 1.
Yes.
1:30 to 3.
Yeah, and then Soundhouse, which is my band I sing in with these boys behind me, at 3. And then Bootsy Marengo, which is a great ska-type reggae band, which our drummer in Soundhouse plays in. We're all one big happy family. They come on last around, 4:30 or so.
5:30. 5:30 to 7.
So just get there at 11:30.
But you know what? I find this fascinating on a local basis, because there's so many people, and I don't know their names and stuff, but you get these people. There was another event that was going on, and there was people that were playing this band, and they were played for other bands back in another time, and you get all these different people that have played for somebody else or play together, do this whole thing. And
we're all in bed together.
Well, here's the thing, though. You guys are all very talented musicians. That's what it's about. So if somebody says, okay, I need somebody that can do this, they say, great, I know who somebody can do it.
Right.
And so, and actually, I do know this, because when I used to go to bed at 8, and I'd get out there a little bit, I really think that San Luis Obispo area has. I've been here 35 years, so I go all the way back to the dark room, and a lot of great music has been done on the Central Coast. I mean, a lot of great bands, a lot of great stuff has come out of the Central Coast, no doubt about it.
Yeah, musicianship here is unbelievable. I mean, Bo Smith, who's actually, he's from King City, but he's been in the band since Soundhouse for about 2 years or so, and unbelievable. And Bill Doty here to my left, I can't even tell you how many bands he's been in, but just two of the best players. And the thing is, Bill is actually officially no longer with Soundhouse, but he's filling in because our guitar player who took his place, Joel James, was in a band with Bill. But he joined Soundhouse, and he's now on tour with Collective Soul.
This went from being a one big happy family to sort of kinky.
I hope everybody's taking notes, because we're going to have a quiz
festival. It's getting sideways here now. Now, let's mention this fact, and this is very important. And we have no time limit, by the way. We have no time frame. We have until I'm done at 2 o'clock, so I don't care how long we go. So here's the deal. So first I need to ask, though, and ask Karen, so how long have you been doing the Harbor Festival?
This is my second year.
Okay, good for you.
With the Harbor Festival.
Okay. And I have known 3 different people that did.
Now, this is different than the Harbor Fest, though.
Yeah, the music festival.
Oh yeah, this is a totally different thing. Okay.
Yeah.
Now, this is to raise money for the nonprofits in the Harbor Festival, correct?
Yes. The music festival is what kind of gives us our upfront costs for, you know, fees.
Right.
Everything
right.
that we need to pay for before going into the Harbor Festival.
Now, can you get a brew or a bite to eat or something at this?
Oh, absolutely.
Thing? Okay,
there'll
be booze and stuff.
We have two different breweries coming. We have Lagunitas, and we also have Tappet Brewing. We'll have wine from Rio Seco Vineyard out of Paso Robles. The boys from the Pomo Feed and Ranch Supply and Lion Trucking are going to do our seafood barbecue again this year.
Cool.
They did it at last year's music festival. They were there with the Estrella 4-H doing it at the Harbor Festival. We'll have barbecued oysters, barbecued albacore, tri-tip sandwiches, sausage, corn on the cob. Anything you can think of.
This is a great event here. I'm really digging this whole thing. I might have to stay. Where does it go till 7 p.m.? See, I can if I leave at 6:30, I can make it to bed on time.
Oh, yeah. We're expecting a lot of people.
Good. That's really cool. And you know what? Again, understand how important this really is, because you have the fees that the Harbor Festival has to pay, and you have the nonprofits, and the nonprofits are called nonprofits for a reason. And so if the Harbor Festival is going to help nonprofits be able to set up a booth or a table or so, whatever they're doing, what a great thing that is for the nonprofits. And, you know, we have lots of them. They struggle all the time with trying to raise money. And so this is a cool thing to do no matter what. I misspoke. Well, no, there was five people from the public, I think, and then there was about 10 of us from the radio station. So that's the very first one. That's kind of how it broke down. I know where there was five people truly when Hotline did their first bowl-a-thon. And that where was actually five of us bowling. That's all there was. It's five of us at the time. And then now it goes on for 10 days or something. I don't know.
Wow.
All right. So we've had a chance to meet Karen, and she's in charge of the Harbor Festival. So in case you ever have any Harbor Festival-y questions, you get hold of Karen and say, I have a Harbor Festival question. And then Eric McCormack and the gang from Soundhouse are going to play for us. So here's what I'll do. I'll take a break, and then you guys can put the microphones where you want. And I got three chairs, and I'll go get you a chair. So we'll be back after these words.
Have you ever worked with Coastal Computers? Coastal Computers is here for the small business. The small business that needs computers, technology, and networking to stay even and be competitive. They're here for the small business that can't afford to hire a computer staff. They're here for the small business that needs to get it right the first time, who can't afford the pain and the horror stories that we've all heard about. Coastal Computers has been making the tough stuff easy for over 25 years with lots of happy clients. They're worth a call at 543-9047. Call 543-9047. Coastal Computers, Microsoft, Intel, and networking specialists. 543-9047. Or visit ccslo.com. ccslo.com right now. The small business favorite's favorite. ccslo.com. Coastal Computers.
What's with all this talk about the Drake?
It's so weird. Every time I turn around, somebody's talking about Drake.
Isn't Drake a duck?
Yeah.
Hey, what about Sir Francis Drake?
Famous English explorer and maritime navigator.
How about the Toto Drake?
Now you're talking. In my book, that's the best Drake of all. Toto's Drake toilets are ultra water saving, excellent flushing, have extra tall seats, and Pacific Coast Kitchen and Bath has them in stock at really great prices.
I know you love Toto toilets, Pops. That Drake sounds like a winner.
It flushes like a champ, it's easy to install, and it's made by Toto.
So folks should navigate their way down to Pacific Coast Kitchen and Bath and get one of those ducky Drake toilets?
Very clever.
That's Pacific Coast Kitchen and Bath, home of the Toto Drake toilet, behind Trader Joe's in San Luis Obispo.
Most Smokehouse Barbecues been knocking them out of the park over and over with their award-winning baby back ribs to their pulled pork, chicken, and shredded beef, tri-tip, and Louisiana hot link sandwiches. How about a salad, six kinds, maybe one of four burgers or a chicken job, either sandwich or a half a bird. Most has enormous selection of sides from beans, tater salad, fries, O-rings, and the list goes on and on. Kids menu, soda pop, brewskis by the pitcher, Moe's in Slow Town, and at the beach in Pismo. You'll be saying, Moe Barbecue, please.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Some people are afraid to get an MRI because they think their only option is being put into a narrow tunnel. This is no longer true. San Luis Diagnostic Center just installed a new 3-Tesla ultra-high-field MRI system with an opening that is 40% larger and much shorter than other systems. Now even the most claustrophobic person can have an MRI without concern. It produces crisper, clearer images that can diagnose disease far earlier, and scans take half as long. As a diagnostic facility dedicated to outpatient care, San Luis Diagnostic Center strives to make sure your appointments are on time and at your convenience. When your doctor tells you you need an MRI, Take control of your health care and call San Luis Diagnostic Center at 542-9700 before someone else chooses for you. All major insurances are accepted.
All major insurances accepted, of course. So here's the thing. We have right now we have a Soundhouse, and they're going to perform for us. And this is not actually like a recording studio, so we're going to do the best we can with the little that we have, which means me. And so I present to you Soundhouse. Down Under, Atlanta.
I'm Down Under.
We're working guys. What was it called again? What was the name of the crew?
Man at Work.
Man at Work. I know it's Working Guys. So that was close. All right, Man at Work. I didn't always do this. Luckily, I was a disc jockey for many years. All right. So this is going to be a hoot. Now, what I'm going to do is when you start playing your next number here, or set if you want to, we got news at 12 at 1 o'clock straight up. The news will come on, so you can't be singing then. But I'm going to go get the air conditioning working. So because there's 93 of us in this room and it's getting kind of warm. Okie dokie. What's next?
Well, we'll do one more.
That's it.
Do you guys want to try? We can try.
You know, if you don't pay them, they don't like to perform.
No, we love to perform. Let's do. Is that what you said? Okay.
You should hear. By the way, you should hear Bill's voice. If you heard Bill's voice over here in the corner, Bill should be doing what I'm doing, and I should be learning how to do the guitar. For God's sake. I don't know how that worked out.
Bill is also a lead singer in a band too.
Really?
What's the name of that band, Bill?
Love Shop.
No. He's kind of a white, long-haired Barry White.
Yeah.
That's kind of what he is.
You know, he's a local. He's a local South County boy. His father was the veterinarian Dr. Doty, very famous and great person. And his mother, who just passed recently, we love her. And yeah, so we're all local except for Bo's a little more. He's a little more north than King City, but. So
hey, listen. Don't feel we're gonna include King City in local.
Okay.
You know what I mean,
we will.
King City sits out there just all by its lonesome, you know. And by the way, Karen was also from King City,
that's
so
right.
We got the King City connection here, which I think is kind of cool right there. King City connection. That's what we're gonna call it. All right. And don't forget, as you're traveling up 101, there is a downtown King City. You can get off the highway and go to downtown King City, and you'll see a little town. It's quite attractive, and you'll enjoy it. There's more than McDonald's and Chicken Sanders and all that stuff, you know, on the other side of the freeway. There's actually a town and schools, you know, and people and all that stuff.
You haven't seen me. You can tell I like Chicken Sanders.
There you go.
Well, we're going to do a song that's a little more recent. It was in the early 90s by a group called Stone Temple Pilots. It's a
popular band.
Yeah, real good band, but we haven't rehearsed it. So Billy said we're going to do it, and I do what Billy says.
All right.
So let's try it, guy. 1, 2, 3, 4.
Soundhouse, the music from Stone Temple Pilots. Thank you, Guy. That was really good. I'm going to put you on the spot. We got about 3.5 minutes.
Okay.
And let me remind everybody that this is the what is this called actually? This is called the what?
Fifth Annual Morro Bay Music Festival.
Okay, Fifth Annual Morro Bay Music Festival, and it's this Saturday from 11 a.m. to 7 p.m. Do you got to pay money to get in, or just money for food?
No, it's a free event.
It is?
Just money for food and
well,
beer.
I don't feel bad about asking them to sing then.
Yeah.
So if you can do it, I can do it. You know, that's what I see it.
Oh,
that's
really trust cool. me. I called him up one day. I'm like, okay, Eric, I need your help. And he was all over it.
That's really cool. That's absolutely cool.
There's not enough live music things going on in this county. I mean, actually, it's starting to pick up. Like last weekend, there was a lot going on. But anytime you can get a group of musicians together, which brings people out and then brings the community together, it's always a good thing. So we're always down. And you could find us on Facebook. Just search Soundhouse, one word. All one word. I don't know why I did it that way, but because I can't spell. So I know it's two words, but it's
well,
one
no,
word.
Actually, because these days, you know, do you have a website?
Well, we just use Facebook as our website.
Okay, so but if you had a regular website, it'd be soundhouse1word.com.
That's why
it happened.
You know exactly
that's
what I'm thinking.
I got to ask you another question because I've never asked a guy that's a lead singer this question. I don't know why I never have. At what point do you determine that you're really good in the shower and your wife's not telling you to shut up anymore, and so you're good enough to get out of the shower and go sing for a band? How does that work out?
I still haven't determined that. Oh. See, the issue.
We could always call Michelle and bring her in on this
one.
You can
do that, my wife. Yeah, you know what? The funny thing is I've been a drummer. I'm a drummer first. I'm not actually. I mean, I'm just now starting to consider after 4 years with Soundhouse, starting to consider myself a singer, because I've been a drummer and I've drummed for bands like the G&E Project, who are awesome, and like I said, Resonation and a couple other bands. That I had backing vocals, you know, where I was singing backing, but I was never really singing lead. And to be honest with you, I just got sick and tired of hauling drums. So I said, I'm going to try singing now. Pick up a mic and a PA and a cable, and I'm good to go.
I have to say something also. You guys that do band work, I just want you to know, this having a pack up all that stuff, unpack it, move it here, move it there. This is why Celine Dion and some of these people are signing these 5-year contracts in Vegas.
Yeah.
They don't have to move the equipment anymore. That's the only reason. Otherwise, they wouldn't do such a thing, you know. But they just fit. The roadies say, you know what? I'm fed up with the damn equipment moving, so we got to get a contract somewhere.
Exactly. That's right. Leave it set up on stage every night.
But I have to admit, I really admire the fact that you guys do as much work as you do and then perform the way you guys do. I mean, it's just absolutely fabulous. I want to thank you very much. I want to thank Karen. I want to thank you for being here.
Cook,
who is the Harbor Festival gendarme. What's your phone number? You're the executive director. I should use right there.
I'm not the executive director.
What are you?
No. I'm the office manager. I'm the office manager, and I am directing the music festival, but Steve Buffalo is our executive director for the Harbor Festival.
Well, I've never met him, and I've met you, so now
he's
you're the executive
just as
director.
Fabulous.
I've just moved you up to exec. All right, and so don't forget, this is Saturday, June 2nd. This Saturday, I don't want to keep saying Saturday, June 2nd. It's this Saturday, 11 a.m. to 7 p.m. It's free. They got brewskis, wine, food. It's all kinds of great barbecue and stuff. And Soundhouse is going to perform third because that's where they put the stars right there, third. And,
exactly.
I thank Eric McCormack and the guys from Soundhouse for being here, and I thank you too, Karen, for being here also.
Thanks for having me.
In Syria, people could wonder, what peace plan?
The Obama administration has never held out much hope for Kofi Annan's peace plan, State Department spokesman Mark Toner.
To say we're skeptical is probably an understatement.
And at the UN, U.S. Ambassador Susan Rice.
I think we may be beginning to see the wheels coming off of this bus.
Even the UN observers admit in a report that the Annan plan has failed to stop the bloodshed. Annan's deputy told the Security Council engagement between the two sides in Syria seems impossible at this point. Cammie McCormick, CBS News, the State Department.
Police in Seattle search for a gunman who shot some people at a cafe.
When officers arrived, they found 5 people in the restaurant who had been shot. Medics arrived immediately after. They confirmed that 2 of those subjects were dead on the scene.
Deputy Police Chief Nick Metz, not long after a woman was shot to death, her SUV carjacked by a gunman, no word whether they are related. Legislation to give the FDA more power and a better ability to stop drug shortages before they develop is moving right through Congress.
The House bill is similar to one passed in the Senate last week, extending fees from drug and medical device makers to help the FDA approve new treatments faster, and also expanding supervision of medicines coming in from other countries. It also contains a provision requiring drug makers to warn the government if they're going to stop making a critical drug to avoid the kind of shortages that have recently been reported with cancer medicines.
CBS's Bob Fuss on Capitol Hill. If you don't put on your seatbelt, the airplane can't take off. That is the rule.
The airline says it was a matter of safety. Dad says it was an overreaction.
Kids crying, people snoring, large people, you know, smelly people. Yeah, we deal with it. It's normal.
Mark Yanchek of Everett says when his son didn't want to keep his seatbelt on, he enlisted the help of his wife. He says they were eventually able to get the boy to sit still, but not before the pilot had ordered the plane back to the gate and asked the family to get off the flight. The airline says it was a judgment call that the pilot would rather deal with the issue on the ground than in mid-flight. Kim Shepard for CBS News, Seattle.
A 747 cargo plane's passing wingtip on a taxiway at O'Hare clipped the rudder of a smaller American Eagle Embraer commuter plane. No injuries. Means both planes will have to be parked and any damage repaired, though. People and cargo offloaded and put onto other flights. Consumers Union says the banks don't play fair when you want to stop playing. Closing your account can hit you with an assortment of fees.
There are multiple steps that take several weeks to complete, and because there are so many steps, it's really easy for even the most attentive consumer to get tripped up.
And staff attorney Suzanne Martindale on Wall Street, the Dow lost 161 points today. The NASDAQ was off 33. Oil prices $87.60 a barrel. At the French Open, women, number three seed, Agnieszka Radwanska, dispatched Venus Williams 6-2, 6-3 today. The number one seed, Victoria Azarenka, also cruised to victory. Serena Williams lost yesterday. This is CBS News.
What do you got for me, Doc?
The victim is male, mid-30s. Cause of death, sudden shock.
Yeah, well, he was last seen browsing thousands of TV episodes and movies online with Netflix.
Explains the traces of disbelief in the brain, but this astonishment residue?
He was watching them all instantly.
Instantly? That's incredible.
Doctor? Doctor!
Instantly watch thousands of TV episodes and movies on all kinds of devices for only $8 a month with Netflix. Start your free trial today. See terms of use.
Ever turn on your TV to find the Dish Hopper lets you skip through all the ads? Ever find an entire show is passed without interruption because the Dish Hopper lets you automatically skip the ads? Well, if you're tired of skipping ads, turn to radio, where ads are alive and well.
Watch commercial-free TV with the Hopper, the new whole home HD DVR from Dish. Call 1-800-WATCH-TV to get Dish today. Only available for playback of select HD primetime shows and must be enabled by customer. Programming sold separately. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
A dragon flies home tomorrow. The SpaceX capsule ready for a Pacific splashdown.
Even if things don't go well tomorrow, SpaceX mission director John Kalouris says the dragon has accomplished its main objective of delivering cargo to the International Space Station.
It was a major success for us.
The perfect reentry and splashdown would make it the first private ship to return cargo from the station.
It's a major challenge tomorrow that we feel we're ready for.
The station crew will unberth the dragon with their robot arm, then set it free. A 10-minute rocket firing should send it to an 8:44 a.m. Pacific time splashdown, about 500 miles south and west of Los Angeles. Peter King, CBS News, Orlando.
A 31-year-old woman, a runner, is in good shape after taking a wrong turn on a trail near Durango, Colorado, and getting lost all night. Marla Lucky was cold but safe and found when someone out walking their dog heard her calling for help and hooked her up with a nearby summer camp. Harley Carnes, CBS News.
Look, it's Lord Horsey.
They say he has instant access to a wealth of entertainment. A most appropriate suitor.
He is of Netflix. Lavishes $8 a month on thousands of TV episodes and movies.
I heard he watches them over the internet.
Pish posh, it's the 1700s. Internet doesn't exist yet.
Oh, do hush, child.
Instantly watch thousands of TV episodes and movies on all kinds of devices for only $8 a month with Netflix. Start your free trial today. See terms of use.
Chances are there's a favorite shirt or sweater in your closet with the Land's End label inside. You know us for classic American style and quality that's guaranteed, period. Now meet Land's End Business Outfitters. We'll embroider your company logo on everything from polos to outerwear. Our quality unifies teams and makes brands better. Small companies to market leaders like Caterpillar and Southwest Airlines are dressing employees at Land's End Business Outfitters. Find out why at landsend.biz. That's landsend.biz.
There are two types of hearing protection. Earmuffs fit over the entire outer ear so that the ear canal is blocked. Fashion earmuffs for keeping your ears warm do not prevent harmful sounds. Earplugs or inserts are typically made of silicone or film and are inserted into the ear canal to create a seal. They come in a variety of sizes and textures to provide optimum fit. Custom-made earplugs, which are popular with musicians and motorcyclists, can be obtained from an audiologist. This public service announcement is brought to you by Karen Scott, Hearing Aids and Audiology.
Get hooked on Charter and go where satellite can't. Get hooked on Charter Digital. Choice, convenience, clarity, control. Get hooked on Charter High Speed on your internet. It's faster, it's more convenient, and it's a lot easier. Get hooked on Charter DVR. Record programs when you want to see them. Watch them back when you want to see them. Get hooked on Charter HDTV and see the cleanest, clearest pictures you've ever seen on TV. Get hooked on Charter and go where satellite can't. Call 1-866-332-6749 today. That's 1-866-332-6749. Charter. Get hooked.
Thank you. down to the ball game. Take me out to the crowd. Buy me some peanuts and some Cracker Jack.
You're now in Bill Benica's world, where talk is cheap.
Talk is cheap. Right here with Bill Benica. Thank you.
You're now in Bill Benica's world, where talk is cheap.
That did that on its own. That did that on its own. There's a competing radio group across the tracks, so to speak, and we want to congratulate one of their disc jockeys this morning about 6:30, Adam Montiel, for doing a Howard Stern on the air. Hey, have fun with that, buddy. All right, now, you're Bill. This is Talk is Cheap. Friends and Neighbors Network, 1340 KYN, San Luis Obispo. Thanks for joining me. Been a different day, you know, stuff going on. All kinds of stuff. And there's more. It's not like that's the end of it right there. We got lots of stuff. All right, let's do this. Let's get some of the stuff that's going on. It's a short note, of course, but I have to tell you something. They rehabbed a golden eagle and sent it off into the woods again and the wild. And that's cool. When I was in Spokane, there was a little lake right outside of Spokane. And when I say little lakes, there was 100 little lakes. I don't know what it was. Minnesota, the land of 1,000, they said. There was 2,000 outside of Spokane. And if you were at a little lake and somebody else came and they wanted to camp with you, you know, you'd just get up and go to get your own lake. You didn't have to share a lake. Anyway, but they had a little lake that had a pair of golden eagles that nested there. And they had gotten used to people coming and going. And they were absolutely gorgeous. Oh, man, they're gorgeous. Now, because of recent comments made and letters read, I have to, and phone calls taken, I have to say something that's kind of cracking me up here. State tobacco money goes up in smoke, critics say. As California debates the merits of Prop 29, CDC report shows little money actually fights smoking. So they actually have a number here. Let me get you the number. And what's amusing me is that they said so they say in 2010, California spent about $79 million on end tobacco efforts, about 18% of what federal guidelines recommend. So we're really doing bad. From 1998 through 2010, California collected nearly $22 billion from a lawsuit settlement, and it appropriated. Now, here's what it did. The state appropriated $1.3 billion it's been raided twice, the fund, once by Schwarzenegger and once by Brown, to try to help the budget. So somebody's opinion here was, which I'm cracking up here, was they said, the problem is, he said, you know, the government's really bad at spending money, how they spend money. Yeah, no kidding. So that'll take me to another story later that's like, you got to be kidding. Here we go again with this money thing. Here's one thing that's going on that's just frightening. I'm telling you, this is the wrong idea right now. They're saying with no time to spare, the California's high-speed rail agency on Tuesday promoted its lead consultant to CEO, Jeff Morales, head of Caltrans, needs to get down to business immediately. They have to come up with officers, and they got to do things to get the paperwork done. This is to go ahead and build the multi-million-dollar one chunk of the high-speed rail so that they can get the federal funding. Now, remember what was said in the paper through its investigation, that it's going to cost how much a day? It's hundreds of thousands of dollars a day to operate the high-speed rail train, as opposed to actually making money from it. But it's going to cost us to run the high-speed rail train, which makes absolutely no sense. The state of California does not have the money to spend on the high-speed rail train right now. No, I mean, there's not even a question in anyone's mind they don't have the money right now. It's just the foolishness. I mean, we're in the hole as it is, and it's going to take a bunch of bucks. So Why they're doing this, I don't know. Why, I mean, who's behind the push to do this, I'm not sure, but I think it's totally ridiculous, and that's my opinion. Leave it alone for now. It's like I was talking to my neighbor yesterday. We were talking about all the projects that you see Caltrans doing that, you know, that could have been put off, but they do them anyway because the money was earmarked a couple of years ago. Well, but now it's not a couple of years ago. It's now, and we're in bad shape. And so you say to yourself, well, why don't you just not do it now? Why can't there be some kind of a stopgap measure that says if the budget is imbalanced, then some of these projects just don't get done? I don't get it. Sorry, don't get it. All right. Doc Watson died at the age of 89, folk musician, and that's a big deal. Other things that are going on. Holy cow, San Onofre. This is, I have to tell you the truth. I have just considered Diablo Canyon to be out neutral. I was neutral about it all. You know, I never got too excited about it. Never got, you know, I was overjoyed about it. But with what's happening in San Onofre, and so now the Diablo's being criticized for not getting into some oversight right now about how the plant's constructed because they had all this tube wearing problem down in San Onofre. Now they say, had there been an earthquake, the thing that would have kicked the generators on might have been disabled by the earthquake also, so the generators wouldn't come on. Now, but to assure you, you know, those of you that live down there in San Clemente, to assure you that everything's okay, they said they have a four-hour battery backup. But let me remind us that they just found, yesterday's news, they found a radioactive fish coming from Fukushima area, radioactive tuna. Not enough to hurt you, they say. Just enough to make you glow a little bit. So that's really great right there. That's the kind of good news. Now, I mentioned this about the Supreme Court the other day. I said, you know, I hope they take the case and they make a decision. But see, here's an example where they don't have to take it. They can say they're going to take it. Then they look at it and they go, nah, we don't want to decide on this. So here's one right here. They stayed out of a pair of lawsuits in which two women said police used excessive force by shooting them with tasers. So they said, well, we're going to go down to the Federal Appeals Court. We're kicking this. We don't deal with this. So we're going to go to the Federal Appeals Court. The Federal Appeals Court said there wasn't clearly established under law that their actions violated the women's rights. So that the Federal Appeals Court said, okay, that's it. And the Supreme Court said, well, we're not going to get involved in that one. So what we're talking about, of course, is gay marriage. And you know, this country's crying out for the Supreme Court to say this is the way the mop's going to flop. It's going to be federal law, and like our medical marijuana problem, the federal government will usurp any state's ideas to the contrary. Why this isn't a bigger story, I don't know. We've been fighting for 10 years in Afghanistan. We've been there for one reason only, and that's to try to defeat and kill as many al-Qaeda and their operatives and, of course, their leadership as possible in order to have the buffer between us and them. That's what our guys are doing there and gals, to create a buffer between us and them as far as terrorism. So here they killed the second highest guy. The second highest leader in Afghanistan with an airstrike, and it's a little tiny two-paragraph thing on the side of the paper. Do you not think that's important? I think it's huge. It's not Osama bin Laden, but it's still huge for what's going on there. It's certainly huge for the guys that are fighting and, you know, trying to stay alive. Now, here we are again. This is why I said I think the Supreme Court needs to get to it. More than two dozen gay and lesbian couples in Illinois plan to file a lawsuit arguing that it's unconstitutional for the right to deny them the right to marry. The two suits challenge a state law that defines marriages between a man and a woman. So here we go again. I find it fascinating. I really do. I find it fascinating. You know, this whole idea of separation of church and state, which I think is a very sound idea, quite frankly. And unless people voluntarily do what they want to do, because a cute story came across the internet, which I'll share with you, but I don't know if it's true or not, but I sure loved it. When you have civil law and you take civil law and say we're going to base the civil law on religious custom, which is what they're doing, who are they to decide? Why is any state or city or municipality or anybody, what gives them the right to decide what a civil union is? That's what I think the Supreme Court hopefully is going to say. You can't decide whether one civil union's okay and another civil union isn't okay. It's a civil union. You know, you take the money for the marriage certificate and be done with you. But I don't know what's going on. All right. I'll try to paraphrase this course because I don't have in front of me the story that somebody sent me. And it had to do with some high school class graduating, and I don't remember where. But the point of the matter was 92 kids graduated. So they all went up and got their diplomas and all that. And then when the valedictorian got up in front of the microphone, all 92 students that had just gotten their diplomas stood up and sneezed. The valedictorian then said, "God bless you." And the reason that I'm saying that is because they told us we weren't allowed to have a prayer anymore at the graduation ceremony. So that's how they got the prayer in, by having all the kids sneeze at one time. Now, I don't know if that's a great story. I don't know if it's true or not, but I like it. I'm not claiming that as my own, I'll tell you that. That one makes me nervous. All right, let's see. We got Dennis Rodman is not like ugly, but in trouble again. He's known for his rebounding skills and wild off-court behavior. It was 104 hours of community service after being found guilty last year of 4 counts of contempt for failing to pay child support. So, you know, now here's the other thing too that I was fascinated by the way the story was written in the Tribune. It just cracked me up. There was a guy. Oh, it was Ted Turner. It was Ted Turner? Was it in yesterday's paper? I think it was yesterday's paper. I have it. I might have it. Ted Turner. I'll show you right here. There it is right there. Sightseers in Big Sur give Ted Turner a lift. So Ted Turner's Jeep, he drives a Jeep, you know, because he thinks he's a cowboy. And so he was driving a Jeep and it wouldn't start. So a couple from Europe, Good Samaritans, were, now listen to this, term, and they use it twice in the story, who were motoring down Scenic Highway 1, motoring. And then they motored him back to his car and then motored off. We don't call it motoring. We don't call it a loo. We don't call it a telly. God. Motoring? How cute is that? But it's very English, so I guess it works for the story. All right, I guess. I don't know. So 11 nations have expelled Syrian diplomats. For those of us that are sitting on the sidelines going, what the heck are you doing? What is going on? What is going on? What is going on? The Iranians have said, we don't care what you say, we're going to enrich as much uranium as we can to weapons-grade uranium. And quite frankly, I think what the world is waiting for is for Israel just to go ahead and strike them down. Yeah, so not really what Israel wants. I don't know. Now, this was a story that was really weird. And what did they think was going to happen? So here they had these programs a while back where they said, you know, the poorer people don't have computers like richer people do. Now, the kids don't have them at home. So they had this big program to get kids to have computers, you know. Have you ever seen this computer they sell for $100 to those kids? Anyway, so it's a little computer that does what it needs. It hooks to the Internet, which is what really counts. And so they can, you know, the idea was that they would learn and become brilliant because now they had a computer at home. Well, what did they do? The same thing rich kids did with theirs. They started playing video games on them and doing social networking and losing money on Facebook stock and that kind of stuff. And so it's like, is this a surprise to you that this is what the kids did with their computer and didn't become geniuses? So now they're talking about hiring a legion of people to go out there and say we're going to try to get these kids smarter. Because they say we have to do that. They're going to send out hundreds. Here it is. The FCC has considered a proposal to spend $200 million to create a digital literacy core. This group of hundreds, even thousands of trainers would fan out to schools and libraries, teach productive uses of computers for parents, students, and job seekers. Parents might work. Job seekers for sure. Kids? Kids are kids. If you're a kid and you have a choice between playing a video game on your computer that's really totally cool, that's unlike anything else you could play anywhere else, or you could look up the history of the world, you know. Come on. What'd you try? I'm not even a kid, and I know what I'd pick. Although I actually don't play any video games at all. Hey, you still playing? I do look up a lot of stuff. I mean, important stuff. You may say, well, sure, Bill. No, I have to admit, I use the computer quite often because I have questions about how the world works, and I have to ask the computer the question. And sometimes it provides. Now, unfortunately, it always wants to take you a lot of times to Wikipedia. You know, I sometimes have read what they say in Wikipedia about something, but other times most of the time I just say, well, this is not, if it has to be really factual information, this is not real dependable, you know, because this is just what somebody wrote. You know, anybody can make up anything in Wikipedia, so that's a little scary. All right. Oh. Oh, when will it ever learn? When will we ever learn? I never knew this, and until today, maybe you didn't know it. There are university campuses that have deals with banks to provide kids with, like, debit cards or credit cards, whatever you want to call it, and credit cards. So they provide them with credit cards, and then they, if they don't use them at the two kiosk money machines on the campus, then they get charged extra, but I mean a lot extra. If they don't, when they renew it, it costs them a fortune to renew it. It's just, there's fees after fees on top of fees on top of fees for these cards. And the universities have teamed up kind of secretly, so to speak, with these financial institutions because they get the lion's share of the dough. What they're trying to do is have the kids spend so much money, they have to tap into their student aid money. And the university keeps getting all this money from the kids that has nothing to do with education, none of the books, none of that stuff. It's like, what is going on? What is going on? I don't know. I mean, I really know. It's like, it's all craziness. All right. And now, Iran, by the way, they're also talking about they are hardest hit with data stealing viruses. And I don't think they're surprised, you know. They were hit back, when did they say, back when last happened, and it was designed to do a specific thing. And what it did was the 2010 Stuxnet virus. This one's called a Flame, which is a deep, what do they call it? A deep mining virus called Flame, and what may be the most destructive cyber attack in Iran since the notorious Stuxnet virus. What that did was that actually screwed up computers, and so it actually had an effect on their uranium enrichment program. Whereas this one is just trying to find out information. It's just trying to find out what they're doing. And so they, of course, say it's probably the Zionists. It's probably the Zionists. I think it's probably a lot of countries, by truth. Everybody wants to know what the heck's going on there. So in Israel, they're trying to revive the language. They're trying to revive the Aramaic, which is what Jesus spoke. And so there's people that still know it, not many. And so they're trying to reteach it to kids in schools and whatnot and say, okay, this is what Jesus spoke. So it's an interesting story, isn't it? All right. Other things that are happening. Other things are going on in our world. You know, here's what I find a little bit weird about Donald Trump. Well, here's one of the things. And that is, he doesn't care about it. He's decided, well, he still left after the birth certificate thing of Barack Obama, which is like, Jesus, leave it alone. Then now he's deciding he wants school transcripts, which of course are private. You know, nobody is allowed to release students' transcripts, and Barack Obama doesn't need to happen to please Donald Trump by releasing his to Donald Trump. I certainly wouldn't if I was the president. I'd say, you know, take a fly and leave it a rolling donut, pal. And so the thing that's disturbing me about Donald Trump is that he's being very Trumpish, and what he's not doing, and even Warren Buffett said, okay, this is what I would do to fix the economy. This is how it would have to work with a gross domestic product and all this kind of stuff. Here's what I would use this formula. Now, whether it would work or not, nobody knows at this point. But here's the thing. I haven't heard Donald Trump say, well, this is, because he was considering running for president, I guess. It's hard to say. It's a comb over. You can't tell. But anyway, so I think that I haven't heard him say, well, this is what I would do. Now, Mitt Romney now is now the nominee, of course, as you may have heard from yesterday. And so so now he's going to have to come up with, even if he's just talking out his ear, he's going to have to come up with something to say, this is what I would do. You know, this is what I need, I think, has to happen to make the economy work. Well, Donald Trump is a very successful businessman. There's no question about that. So how come he hasn't come forward and said, you know, this is what I would do to try to solve our problems? Then maybe he'd have a shred of credibility. Maybe just a shred. Maybe not.
Hi, I'm Michael, manager of the Natural Foods Co-op in San Luis Obispo. We are a non-corporate, community-owned grocery store that offers a healthy alternative place to shop. At the Natural Foods Co-op, you'll find local organic produce and local pasture-raised meats, as well as organic grocery and bulk items. We have a large supplement section, as well as a bulk herb department with over 250 items. In the 37 years we've been in business, our goal has been to provide high-quality, healthy foods and supplements at the lowest prices possible. We have a friendly, knowledgeable staff that can help you with all your questions. Co-op members enjoy a discount at the register and better prices on special orders. However, we are open to the public and a membership is not required to shop. Come by and check us out at 745 Francis Avenue, right off Broad Street in San Luis Obispo, or give us a call at 544-7928. We're open Monday through Saturday, 9 to 7, closed on Sundays. Mention this ad and we'll give you a free t-shirt with your groceries. Natural Foods Co-op of San Luis Obispo. Everyone can shop, anyone can join.
One of the most common places you may encounter noise is at home. Noise-induced hearing loss can occur from prolonged exposure to everyday household items, such as lawn equipment, power tools, toys, MP3 players, stereos, TV sound systems, appliances such as blenders, hand mixers, and food processors, also hair dryers. Listening to these items longer than 30 minutes at loud levels can be dangerous. Have your loved one's hearing checked today. This has been a public service announcement brought to you by Karen Scott Hearing Aids and Audiology.
Up to 2 million Americans suffer from deep vein thrombosis each year. Many may look like the model of good health, but looks can be deceiving. While you may not see it, DVT is a blood clot usually found in your lower limbs. If the clot breaks loose and travels to your lungs, it may cause death. Each year, approximately 300,000 Americans die from DVT-related complications. My husband David was one of them. This is Melanie Bloom asking you to visit PreventDVT.org. Talk to your doctor. Learn the facts and risks.
Thank you.
Bridge over troubled water. I will lay me down. All right, thank you very much. Thank you very much for that. You're Bill Benica, Talk It's Cheap, Friends and Neighbors Network. We got to get some other stuff here today that's really kind of crazy. Yeah, and I want to share it with you. Weather Wizard says we're supposed to have moderately decent weather. Temps in the mid to lower 70s pretty much for the next few days. Nancy's got relatives coming tomorrow, so we're glad they have some sunshine. Actually, it's my niece who's just going to graduate from high school here next year, I guess. Next year, I think. And it with her mom and Nancy's sister. And so she's going to tour Cal Poly. She wants to do pre-med, but Cal Poly has a program for that, so she's going to get the tour from her other uncle, who is a speaker over there, or a teacher, or whatever he is, teacher. Okay, other things happening. Oh, let me tell you what this is right here. First off, you should know the death toll from the earthquake in Italy that happened yesterday it was a 5.8 magnitude, has risen to 17 after they discovered another body in a factory building, and now the officials are all looking around, going, pointing fingers, and going, "How come our factories are collapsing during earthquakes?" So that answer is yet to come. Then, let me get you this thing here. All right, here this is Cafferty's thing on CNN. Romney, why tolerate Trump? But then here's a Blitzer Trump birther smackdown. Now wait, we got to click on this thing and play it. We got the, because we were just talking about this, so we got this, just found this. Yeah, they just kind of sneak up on me. There'll be an ad probably first, and then we'll hear what that has to say with Wolf Blitzer and Donald Trump on this Thursday. What day is today? Wednesday. Okay.
Due to my cigarette smoking, I now need help with feeding, dressing, bathing, even going to the bathroom. Sometimes it's people who work here. Sometimes it's my son, Daniel. My tip to you is enjoy your independence now.
Smoking contributes to 1 in 5 strokes in the U.S., it said. 1 in 5.
Donald, have you seen the actual newspaper announcements within days of his birth in Honolulu? For example, the Honolulu Star Bulletin, will put it up there. You see the birth announcement back in 1961. The Honolulu, listen to me, Donald. Honolulu, can I ask the question?
Defending Obama?
Donald, you're beginning to sound a little ridiculous. I have to tell you.
No, I think you are, Wolf. Let me tell you something. I think you sound ridiculous. And if you'd ask me a question and let me answer it.
Here's the question. Did the conspiracy start in 1961 when the Honolulu Star Bulletin and the Honolulu Advertiser contemporaneously published announcements that he was born in Hawaii?
That's right. And many people put those announcements in because they wanted to get the benefits of being so-called born in this country. Many people did it. It was something that was done by many people, even if they weren't born in the country. You know it, and so do I.
All right, why did the state of Hawaii authorize that live birth certificate? Why did they do it? Are they part of this conspiracy as well?
Well, you know, your Democratic governor, who was the one that was really leading it, a lot of people say, where did it come from? And they're saying, how come he didn't show it to John McCain, Hillary Clinton? It was only Donald Trump that got him to do it. So you know that, and I know that. And, you know, when you say that Obama doesn't mind this, Obama hates this subject. When his publisher comes out with a statement from him made in the 1990s that he was born in Kenya and that he was raised in Indonesia, and all of a sudden it comes out.
Here's what the Romney spokeswoman Andrea Saul said today, not yesterday, not last week, not 6 months ago. Governor Romney has said repeatedly that he believes President Obama was born in the United States. Now, he's not a Democrat. He's not an Obama supporter. He's Governor Romney, the Republican presidential nominee. He says you're wrong.
You know what? Everybody's entitled to their opinion, Wolf. You know my opinion. You know his opinion, and that's fine. We're entitled, as he said yesterday in the airplane, we're all entitled to our opinions. And he's entitled to his opinion, and I think that's wonderful. I don't happen to share that opinion, and that's wonderful also. There are many people that don't agree with that birth certificate. They don't think it's authentic, Wolf.
I don't know when you say many people who don't agree.
Many people.
Like who? Give me a name of somebody in a position of authority in Hawaii who says, but give me a name.
There are many people, I don't give names, there are many people that do not believe that birth certificate is authentic. I'm not here to talk about that. I'm here to talk, as you said you would, jobs, China, what's going on with respect to China and how they're ripping this country, what's going on with respect to OPEC and how the nations of OPEC are laughing at the stupidity of our country. Right. That's what I'm here to talk about. You know that's what I'm here to talk about. And I thought that your introduction was highly inappropriate.
Well,
Okay, so here's the interesting thing with the Trumpster. Okay, so here's what happened. Romney was going to go to Vegas to speak and raise some money. And so he was getting off the airplane. And what does he see? Right next to him is Donald Trump's private plane that says Trump on it. So his press corps tried to get the people to kind of get the photographers so they wouldn't get the picture of Donald Trump's plane in the background. And they didn't succeed. So it's just kind of strange, as you can imagine. Just strange. I'm really tempted to hit that other thing, too, and find out what Cafferty has to say. But anyway. Let's see what else we go. Latina vote a sleeping giant. Oh, there was something back here I want to tell you about. China, Russia oppose force in Syria. U.S. sticking with plan A for Syria, which was don't do anything. And then they Apple CEO, incredible things are coming. That's the exact thing you should say when you know. I want you to see somebody else stock starting to go boopy like Facebook's. That's the thing you should say right there. Other things that I wanted to tell you here. There was something else I want to tell you. Well, that's a stupid thing. NBA lottery could alter future teams. No kidding. That's why they have that. That's why they do it. All right. Airline seat squeeze, it's not you, meaning that the airlines are putting in seats that are narrower so they can sell more of them. And that's the way that's going. All right, so that's there's all kinds of other stuff going on in the news, boo that. But here, this was a story from yesterday. Well, let me do a sports story first today. And I congratulate this man. I can't say his name. I don't know how to say his name right, so I'm just going to take a shout out. It's either Haniger or Haniger. I'm going to say Haniger. Anyway, so a junior outfield won named player in the Big West Best, so he's named the player of the year for the Big West Conference. Even though Mitch won this award, Cal Poly's not going to Big West Conference. They came in second. I don't get it. All right, now one other thing in the news. Serena Williams is upset in the first round of the French Open. There's always those young upstarts that are coming along, you know what I mean? They got lots of vim and vitality. That makes a big difference, them and vitality. All right, where's the story from yesterday I have to share with you? It's so bizarre. I know you don't want to hear the story, but I'm going to tell you the story. It's a strange one because it's just one of the strangest things that I've ever heard of. It was in yesterday's paper. It was in the day before. I think it was in the day before. And it had to do with a guy. Let me see where it is. Have it here. It's too weird. I can't not tell you the story. Anyway. There was a story about the radioactive tuna, and also the, in case you hadn't heard, the famed battleship U.S. Iowa passed through the waters of the Central Coast early Monday morning, and so that's kind of fun. And so it's on its way to Long Beach, and they're going to have it. You know, they'll open it up, have a display. It'll cost you $100 to get on the damn thing. Anyway, but that's kind of interesting. Now, you know what? This is interesting because I didn't know which one it was. If you go to Google Earth, now this was as of a year ago or less, but I'm sure they haven't upgraded the picture. And when I went to Google Earth and went to the Susan Bay, because that's where I learned river boating was in the Susan Sloughs. And if you go to the mothball fleet in the Susan Bay, there you could see the Iowa was parked up there. It was the end of a row. And so I thought to myself, that's curious. I wonder what battleship that is, because by now I thought most all the battleships that were still able to were being used as museums or whatnot. Well, now this one is. I was kind of interested in that. I don't seem to be able to find the story. It's better off that I don't find it. I don't know where the heck I saw it. Okay, so anyway, what it had to do with it was two homeless people. And as the police come upon this thing, they get a call, and the guy's eating the other guy's face. I'm telling you honestly, the guy's eating the other guy's face. And as the cops go up and say, you have to stop that, and then the homeless guy growls like an animal at him, you know, and continues to chomp. And so the police had to shoot the guy. Speaking of face-offs, Los Angeles, New Jersey make for a surprising Stanley Cup Finals. So there you are, L.A. and Jersey in the Stanley Cup Finals. Pretty cool. All right, right there. All right. They had a foodie event that Amy was at from the beach, and they had a foodie event down in Grover. It was the first time, and they're already talking about how to do the next one better. And it was in Grover Beach over the weekend, so they're going to try to do it again next year, and they're working on how to improve it. They had Amy Fordyce there. How could you improve on that? So that doesn't seem right. Okay, now, here we go again. So here the guy complained that, you know, if Prop 29 passes, the CDC says, well, but not how much money is really going to go? They're not talking about money going out of state. They're not talking about all this other hogwash with the no on 29 is. But they're saying how much money will really go to secession programs. I don't know. We have a tobacco control outfit here in the county. I suppose I don't know if it's supported by federal dollars or not. I have no idea. But anyway, so the complaint was that you give money to the government and they don't know how to spend it right. You ready? Funds from September 11th memorial license plates not used properly. So if you thought the tobacco money from 2005 was used badly. Holy cow. So we have a special license plate that says, we'll never forget. It's got an American flag. And it's what it was supposed to do was, the money was supposed to go into an educational fund for the children of victims of 9/11. And yet, not much money made it, is what they were basically saying. So here's the thing right here. Here's what they say. So I can tell you. This is the fund that was taken, $3 million was taken by Schwarzenegger, and then $1 million was taken by Brown. I apologize. Is this fund here? AP uncovered this story. So 200,000 times either new plates were bought or were renewed at $40 a pop, and in 2005, the sign-up deadline for pension recipients is $60,000 in reserve. But anyway, what they're basically saying is it's absolutely terrible. Neither loan's been paid back by the government to the fund. And so the total amount dedicated to scholarships was 1.5% of the $5.5 million raised through the sale of the place through 2005. As in almost nothing. Almost nothing. But if I say to you, well, the government's really not good at spending money, and they screw it up and they steal from Peter to pay Paul, is that a surprise to anyone? I think not. I think we all know that. The sad part is we don't know how to stop it. We don't know how to put the brakes on. Somehow the brakes were taken away from us long ago. But that's the sad part of that. Our leaders ought to go first on pay cuts, a perspective in the Tribune from the Press Democrat from Santa Rosa newspaper. And what they're obviously saying is that you can't keep telling. Well, here's, let me tell you one part that they said that is just, it's like, give me a break. Unbelievable. Last year, legislators sued to collect back pay after the state controller declared that the budget passed was imbalanced. It wasn't, and neither was the budget that followed, as illustrated by updated deficit estimates ranging from $15.7 to $70 billion. But they talked about how in the past what they did was when they decided to cut the – here's what they said. California legislators have jealously defended their pay and perks, squawking when the commission that sets their salaries reduced them, citing the state's budget shortfall. When the same commission took away their lease cars, legislators stood quietly by as their staff set a mileage reimbursement rate that wiped out any savings for the taxpayer. So that – what they continue with this is that the 5% reduction, and that includes that they're asking for the state employees. What they're saying is the people that run all these agencies and whatnot, and the assembly and all the legislators, they should take a 5% cut too. Why would they ask other people to take a 5% cut and not be willing to take a 5% cut themselves? Even though I'm trying to find the tape that was given to me years ago by someone whose brother wrote it for a wedding, God is a Dodger fan, even though we have that tape somewhere, Tony wrote to the editor today and said, attention Major League Baseball players, in case you missed the memo, you're pointing to the sky, clapping your hands in joy, and kissing your fingers after hitting a home run is not being answered. God has nothing to do with your swing or where the ball went and how far. God has more serious concerns in the world. God may have some concerns about the money you players make, especially playing a kid's game. I like that. I really did. Now, this is another letter today was complaining about how much more advertising seems to be on network television these days. And therefore, what's happening is that fewer and fewer people are watching network television. And I have to tell you something. They tried this new experiment out at the Indy 500 where they split the screen and the side that was the race was silent and the advertising ran on the other side. I guess they were trying to say, well, we can run this advertising without you taking your eyes off the race. There is no doubt, I'm going to tell you, no doubt, I've been around advertising forever. There's no doubt that they ran at least 30% more advertising than they did last year. Because they figured, well, we're still showing you the race, we can get away with it. There we go again. We live in a world of, we think we can get away with it. Together again tomorrow at noon. Until then, may your trails be happy ones, and don't believe everything you hear here, because
this is Talk is Cheap. The game is over. The Friends and Neighbors Network. Game over. With Bill Benica.
Happy trails to you until we meet again. Happy trails to you. Keep smiling.